Hello everyone. Hi, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy and welcome to another session. Today we're going to do this slightly different. It's not just going to be a Q&A, but it's going to be a little bit more explanatory. Something about the entrepreneur's mindset. So stay tuned and come in, guys. So there we are today. Well, what are we going to talk today? Well, mainly it's going to be about the entrepreneurial mindset. I want to clarify a couple of things I found, well, many people misunderstand when it comes to entrepreneurship. Many people see entrepreneurship just as a type of business. That's what you do. If you run a business, you're an entrepreneur. Well, let's make one thing clear. If you run a business, you're not necessarily an entrepreneur. You might be, but not necessarily. Actually, most businesses are not very entrepreneurial. They're just businesses. They just do what they do. That's it. I mean, if you're working for a company today, would you think that this company is entrepreneurial in any shape or form? For most of you, that would be a clear no. Well, they're not. They're just doing a business. That's it. An entrepreneur and the way an entrepreneur thinks and what he does is a very, very different approach. I don't know if you're up to date with my blogs, but there's one blog I actually written about the three types of people who are involved in a business. Let me just quickly recap that slightly so you get a better understanding what I mean. Well, there are three types of people in any business, any type of business, or at least there should be. If one of them is missing, the business very likely is going to fail, short term or long term, but it's going to fail. That's pretty much a guarantee. Those three people are, number one, the entrepreneur itself. That's the person who brings in the ideas, the spirit, looks at the market, understands, and is curious about new opportunities and ways of making business. The second one is the manager, is the one who takes the ideas of the entrepreneur and puts them into processes, into place that can be done within the business. He also restricts what is possible in the business, what's not possible in the business, manages budget, people, resources, and so on. The third person is the person who's actually doing the work. That's the one who does the job. Without that person, nothing really happens. You have a good idea, you have some great planning, but nothing happens. So you need that person as well. I'm calling that person the worker. Now, let me be clear. There is no graduation. It's not that it starts with the entrepreneur, goes to the manager, and then, you know, like a hierarchy. It is not. All of those three are needed, and they need each other. Without each other, they will not go anywhere. So they need to be treated on the same level, on the same understanding. The difference only is that they focus on different areas of within a business. And you need those. Even if you work on your own and you're running your own thing, your own business somewhere, you need to be all three of them. You can't just be one. You can't just have a process and that's it. There are some exceptions. For example, a lot of freelancers, they don't really have the entrepreneurial side on it as, you know, at all. I mean, they just get told what they need to be done. They need to organize their own little business and they do the work. So they're really dealing with those two. But they're completely dependent. I wouldn't really call them, you know, self-employed, but they're not necessarily a business. It's not quite the same thing. I think we should really distinguish those two. But everyone else who is reliable on getting clients, managing the expectations of a client and delivering towards the client, that's the standard business, what we call. Those need all three of those. Now, in the academy, we focus mainly on the entrepreneurial aspect of it. We're looking at the entrepreneur itself. And from that point of view, the entrepreneur is the curious mind that looks at markets, at things out there, the social structure, everything else, to identify new ways of making business. So this is the kind of thing. Now, how do you do this? I mean, when we are talking about the entrepreneurial mind, what do we actually mean with the entrepreneurial mind? What's the point of it? What are we talking about here? So let me just be clear. In the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what it is. There's one key aspect every entrepreneur has to come up with, and that is, or has to have, that is curiosity. Without a clear, you know, a good portion of curiosity in you, you're going to struggle. You're not going to make it as an entrepreneur, to be honest. You're not really an entrepreneur. Maybe you're better in the managerial area or you're better even in the working area. So either or, you know, I think an entrepreneur must have a natural thing about what's going on out there. He must be curious about the things that's happening. He must be able to see something and think, I wonder how that would work. I wonder how I can do this different. I wonder, that is the one word. That makes it really stand out. And it even relates to you as a person. So if you're an entrepreneur and you see yourself as one, it relates to yourself. I wonder how I'm going to deal with it. I wonder how I can make a change in my life. I wonder how I can help other people. These are this word, I wonder, or this form of a sentence, starting a sentence like this, is the one thing that is in most entrepreneurs' minds. It's just there. I mean, it doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter. If you look at all the big entrepreneurs, they all have that thing. They are somewhere innovators, but not really innovators in terms that they actually invented something. There are only very few out there, but they're mainly innovators. They came up with an idea, and then they will need the other two people to actually put that idea into action, put it into something that is usable and can be shown and seen by people. This is where this comes in. Now, when we're talking about the entrepreneur mindset, then often the idea is not to have a fixed plan. You know, creating a business, a final business, as I said, needs all three. It needs the entrepreneur, the manager, and thing. So if you just look at the entrepreneur side, then this is not really making a business. This is not finalizing, but this is the beginning of it all. This is putting all the things on a board somewhere where then some people can take decisions on what will work and what will not work and how can we implement this based on the resources, money, whatever else we have available. So these are the things, these are the core elements of it, right? So as an entrepreneur, from a mindset of an entrepreneur, it's about gathering ideas. It's about imagining things. It's about stepping out of your normal way of thinking and looking at new ways of thinking. So it's constantly developing ideas, constantly developing new ways of understanding things and always asking, you know, if I would do this in that environment, it works here, but if I would shift this somewhere else, what would happen? This kind of thing, that you need to have that. As an entrepreneur, that's the core element. Now, there are ways you can learn how to do this. This is not something you're born with. There are no born entrepreneurs. It doesn't really exist. Actually, there are no born anything. We're all born pretty much the same. We have some basic understanding, you know, about breathing and walking and screaming and whatever. And then from then onwards, we keep learning. And if you want to be good at something, then you have this major rule saying, you know, you need 10,000 hours of this, you know, to get really good at it. But 10,000 hours is actually something you do constantly. That means all the time. And as better you get at this, as quicker you turn around, as better you will be. And what we call talent today is mainly based on having done something over and over and over again. It's very rare that you have someone, even a pianist or a violinist or whatever, anyone who does anything, and they're really good at it, they're not born good at it. These are people who had some natural interest in it and kept on it and just kept doing it over and over and over again. That's all there is to it. Now, you're not good in 1 year. You're never good in 1 year. It takes a long time. And if you look at any business today, it doesn't matter what it is or any successful person today, they didn't become successful from one day to the next. They all work pretty hard of it. Look at actors, look at anything. Do you really think they're just lucky enough and just boom, and then they're there? Usually it doesn't happen. You have to be bloody good at it. And if they became very good, very young, then they were already doing it from baby on. They were just actors and they just didn't even know they were. But they just what they did, and they practiced it over and over and over again until they came to a point where it made sense and it worked for them. It was just natural. And that's the same with everyone else. So if you want to become an entrepreneur, your ideas are really focused on how can looking at different angles, looking at everything you can see, everything that's in your viewpoint and think, okay, I wonder how that works. I wonder how that is. I wonder what happens with this. What would you do if you change that? Who gets something out of this? For who would that really be a great idea? How would that work? If you see someone roller skating, then for me, the first thing that comes up, who could be useful? No, for who could roller skating be so useful that they could really get something out of it besides having some fun? Maybe fun is always a great thing, of course. We all want to have fun, but is there anyone who can get something out of this, you know, that is really useful and practical? And that's when you start thinking. And over, you know, as you keep doing it, you just generate this idea, this natural focus on everything. You just look at everything. Of course, I mean, let's be honest, you're not going to look at everything. You have some natural interests, something that you are drawn to because it's just something that kicks you, you know, that you like, that somehow gives you good feeling. And you will mainly start looking in these areas. For some people, that's IT. For other people, it's people. For other people, it's sport. For whatever it is, really. Very often, you're going to be in these environments most of the time because that's where you feel most comfortable. And that's where you're going to find your ideas and your way. There isn't a one-off. What you can learn and what you can learn to become better at at, you know, when you do this, when you start moving into this direction, is how can you turn this then into actionable items? So how can you identify what makes sense and what does not make sense? How can you research this? How do you find that out? These are skills. These are skills you can actually learn. And that's what we do at the Academy. We teach people those skills, if they have an idea, to identify if it's really an idea. Does this really make sense? Is this really going to take me there? Yes or no? And how far can I go? Who do I need to figure this out? And what do I need to do? Also, you need skills like people skills, of course, because in most cases, you're not going to invent something for yourself. Doesn't mean you can't, but in most cases, you're going to invent something for other people. It's going to be for the good of others, you know, helping other people. That's where it comes. You're going to create value for others. And by creating value for others, you gain value for yourself. It's an exchange, right? But your focus must be on value creating value for others. So if you look at it, that means you need to be around others. You need to speak to people. You need to understand what their problems are so you can link those things together. So you can see something really extraordinary and think, hey, you know what? I spoke to these people yesterday. They're really, that could work. And suddenly an idea comes up. And then you start investigating, can that really work? Does that really make sense? And that's, of course, people skills are a major part of any entrepreneur. It doesn't matter who you are. You need to have some basic people skills. Best is to have really good people skills. That would be the best. So learning and training in people skills is a major aspect. Another thing is team management. As we said, there is more than one person involved in any kind of business. So if you want to run this as a business and not within a company, like an intrapreneur kind of project, then you need to be able to gather other people around you can help you to make this, you know, to turn this into reality. And that will be the manager and the worker. So you need to be able to run those teams or manage those teams or even be part of a team, understanding what it means to be part of a team and helping that team to become better because you're better. So is another major aspect is team management. Now, team management is not team management or any kind of management in a sense is not a process. It's not 1, 2, 3, 4. No. It's involves so many unknowns. In every kind of project, you have so many unknowns that you need not a fixed process. You need a way of identifying what works best. You must have many, many possibilities, and you need to pick the ones that work best for you. So what you learn is not a final project. It's not like, okay, tomorrow you can make 10,000 euros. You just follow that plan, and then you have 10,000 euros. That's not entrepreneurial. That's, I don't know what that is. That is just following someone else's game, and then you need to ask yourself, why are they selling it if it's so good? You know, maybe you could just, you know, they should do it themselves. That's a valid question to ask yourself. What you really need to learn is, okay, I'm in that situation. What am I going to do with this situation? How do I manage this situation best? And then you create your own process that works best for that specific thing you're doing, for the idea, for whatever it is. So being able to create your own processes, that's what you need to learn as an entrepreneur. Not ready-made processes. They're useless. They might be good to look at and, you know, to identify, okay, why? But very often, in my experience at least, that's not practical. It's much better if you understand best what you can do in order to create the process that works. And a lot of this is trial and error, trial and error, trial and error. That's just how it is. Experience over time. So that's why it's so important to keep on it and keep doing it and doing it and doing it. Another one is self-motivation. Let's be honest, at the beginning, you're probably going to be on your own. So if you found some good idea, how can you keep yourself motivated enough for this idea to, you know, to pull it through? As I said, anything will take a long period of time. Nothing goes fast. Don't be fooled that you think it's going to go fast. It's not going to go fast, whatever anyone tells you. If it takes a long time, how are you going to overcome that long time without losing interest or without losing anything? How can you make this happen? This is something that's also you need to learn. Again, there is no fixed process because we are all individuals. We're all different. And you need to figure out the one that works for you, for yourself. But for that, you need a pool of different things you can try until you figure out, okay, that works for me. That's actually quite good. And then you identify your own process. That is your process to keep moving. So these are really the three core elements. So this is the management of yourself, so as a person, the management of other people, not managing other people in a sense like a manager, but in order team management in the terms of being part of a team and leading a team, both of those areas, you know, being part as much as leading, because even a leader is part of the team, to be clear. And of course, you need to have this curiosity, this aspect of entrepreneurial curiosity, this general thing of looking at stuff, anything you see and looking for opportunities in there, you know, what is there? It also means to be open in your head, in your mind, for new things that come up. And that's really where the power lies. This is where the exceptional thing lies. Now, I have to say one thing. For most people, entrepreneurs are like people from another planet. This is also to be said. I have met many, many entrepreneurs in my time, and I'm one myself, right? As entrepreneur, because I have always these ideas or these things in my head, if you want to talk to someone, most people after a while, they just give up on you. They just say, oh, you know what, another one, another idea. They just don't understand the process you're going through in your head, because for them, they want ready-made things. They're either managers or workers. And also be clear, most people, I don't know any real percentages. I think it's, I'm not sure if that even exists, but in my experience at least, most people are either managers or workers. This is just what it is. So they belong to the other two parts of this, of an overall business. They're not really entrepreneurial in their mindset. But if two entrepreneurs come together and they have a similar interest area, then imagine, you know, crazy stuff happens. You know, if they are trusting each other and they're open to each other and they understand that openness is the way to go and not closeness, then you get a conversation. If you are an outsider and you have no idea what they're talking about, you think that they're really speaking another language. You don't understand where their excitement comes from and where that you don't get it. And that's often what happens. And you find that many entrepreneurs, in my experience, they are together. They have partners which are not entrepreneurs, are non-entrepreneurs. Not because that's natural. It's just because it's like, opposites, you know, attract each other, I think. It probably has something to do with that. I'm not sure, not 100% sure. But you find that often. They can't really talk to their own partner about that. The partner might be nice and say, you know, yeah, let them talk. But in the end of the day, there is not really that much feedback. But if you get two entrepreneurs coming together and they're talking about the same thing, and they're winding themselves up and higher, they come up with some absolute crazy stuff. But some amazing things come out of this. This is crazy stuff. Not every entrepreneur can do it, but if you find those two, then you get this dynamic. Now, this dynamic alone, of course, is not enough. You need to have, as I said, you need the managers and you need the workers to make this happen. You know, otherwise, it's not going to happen. And then you have those middle people, you know, those people who started out and they have to be all three roles in one. So they had their own business, they had their own ideas, they were their own managers. And they were, yes, these kind of people, you find them also be very strong involved in all the other areas as well. That has turned out not to be always the best. Even so, there are some exceptions like Tesla, you know, all these guys. I mean, yes, there are exceptions. They're engineers and they're really into this, but they're very entrepreneurial in their mindset, in their way of thinking. They still need the managers and they still need the workers to do their job. They can't do it themselves. Not just because it's big. It's literally they need others in order to get in there. If you are an engineer today, you need other people to inspire you to look at new ways and new things. So you can be an entrepreneur in all areas, not just in one. So in this case, it's engineering and software. And there, of course, you have, you know, entrepreneurs winding itself. Or how do you say? What's the word for that? Pushing themselves up and up and up, coming up with new ideas. And that's really a great environment to work in if you find that kind of thing. You know, happens rarely, I have to say. You know, I have not met that many people. But if it happens, it's quite extraordinary what you can see. So this is really where entrepreneurship comes in. So if you want to be an entrepreneur, then you really need to walk away from the idea that entrepreneur is a business. It isn't a business. It's just one part, it's one vital part, of course, of a business, of a good, successful, forward-running business. But a business does not need an entrepreneur. Be also clear about this. It's not that it's a must-have. While the other way around, you need the manager and you need the worker always. As an entrepreneur alone, you can never, ever run a business. It's not possible. You're missing the vital parts of running a business. So, coming back to this, there are lots of businesses out there who are not entrepreneurial in their mindset. They're run by managers. Even Apple today, there are no entrepreneurs anymore in Apple. For me, the only one entrepreneur was the original founder. That's it. But the people who run it today, they are managers. Well, doesn't mean they do bad. They do pretty good. You know, they have some new inventions and some new ideas and some stuff, but they're not necessarily that entrepreneurial, not with this vision, with this complete, you know, new thing. Because you can see even companies like Apple today, they're not really inventing that much new. They're developing new stuff and they're progressing in certain areas. That's the natural, I guess, engineering or software development cycle. You get better and better things, but you're not going to innovate something new. You're not going to bring something great out. It's just not happening. So that's a bit of a shame, really, because they could do with a real entrepreneur. They could really do that. But it's going to be pretty hard to put someone like this into a big organization like Apple. That's also a big problem that you find. As bigger the organization, as more structure you have in place, as more managerial powers are in place, as more process power, so worker power is in place, as less space you have as an entrepreneur. That's why you find that entrepreneurs bring up big companies and businesses, make them really big. Once they're big, the entrepreneur gets back and back and back more and more and more. And far less entrepreneurial things happen. This is also what you find today, even in big companies like Facebook and so, there is nothing entrepreneurial in Facebook at all. If they want to bring something new in, they buy it. They look at something, they think, oh, that's really cool. They wait till they can prove that it works, and they see if they can integrate it into their own system. So full managerial approach, and then they buy the company, and that's it. So that's way they introduce new things into their own environment. Not because they have entrepreneurs to come up with the ideas, but they look at other smaller ones and then just buy them in. Now, this seems to be happening today, you know, more and more and more. And that seems to be also something what many young entrepreneurs are hoping for. So they're hoping they can start this company, make it 5 years really successful, make a couple of billion, then sell the whole thing for billions. That's what they're hoping for, because some other company might just need that thing or just like that thing. Again, this is not very entrepreneurial because it's got nothing to do. The entrepreneur got nothing to do with the business itself. The entrepreneur has an idea and he wants to see that idea work. That's what it is about. It's not about the money. That we all want money, clearly, but you don't need to be an entrepreneur to want money. I mean, everybody wants money. Let's be clear, you know, money is our core element, you know, for pretty much everything we do today. So it's clear. But this is not the driving point. An entrepreneur doesn't come up with something because he wants to make money. Honestly, if that's what you want to do, I always say, if you want to make money, go where the money is, you know, go to the bourse or go to the stock market and you know, play there. And the chance that you make money there is probably much higher. I know more people who make a lot of money at the stock market than people who make money anywhere else. So to be honest, if you want to make money, go where the money is always, you know. But if you want to be an entrepreneur, then that's irrelevant. Money is not a player. Your idea is the player. Your idea to do something extraordinary, something different, but people like testing it, putting it into place, finding the right staff, the right people to come in to work with you on this and make this big. This is really what you want until your company reaches a certain size. But trust me, that takes years, 10, 15 years. Count on that. You know, if you really want to make that company big, that's the time scale you have to think of. Even today, don't be fooled and think, oh, today everything goes faster. You know, today I can do it in two. It doesn't happen. It really doesn't happen. It's extremely rare. It's like a lottery win. You know, how many people can live off a lottery win? Let's be honest. You know, only the ones who win. Everyone else who pays doesn't. So that's the reality. So your chances are pretty low. But if you want to make it, your chances to make it big are there for everyone. I believe, I really believe it. Everybody has a chance to make it big if you can stand through it. And that's, of course, that's the big difficult part. You need those managers and workers to actually make this happen in the first place. An idea alone is not good enough. But if you do, you can make it big. You can build it up. Well, once you're big, funny enough, you're going to step back. Either you become a manager and you're more and more managerial in your approach, or you leave. You know, you just let someone else do the job. And that's usually what happens. You can see this on all companies. They made it, even the smaller ones. It doesn't matter which company it is. They all started with a great idea. They took this whole thing. They made it work. And then suddenly you don't see the entrepreneur anymore. Everything just became the same. Bum, 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 bum. You work. Now, there is a change, a move right now, what I mentioned before, the entrepreneurship. This is the intrapreneur. This is the person who works as an entrepreneur in an existing infrastructure of a business, which gives them the resources to be entrepreneurial without the restrictions of the company. It's dangerous. It's often seen as we shouldn't do that. We have an image. We have a brand. You know, if we start something else now and so on, that might be true. But if that person can focus on any specific area, that makes sense. But what most companies, because it's such a new thing and people don't really quite know if they should take the risk, spend the money on it, how can they justify it to the shareholders and so on. So what they do, they just, you know, find someone else who does it outside. And if they can manage it outside, we just buy them. And that seems to be the most common thing that happens today in business. Okay, but let's come back to the general aspect of entrepreneurship to finalize this whole thing. I know it was a bit of a rant, but I think it was important because I get so many questions about this all the time. And I just want to hope I was able to clarify a couple of things here. So again, coming back, the entrepreneur is the thinker, is the one with the ideas, is the wanderer, is the one person, the curious mind within an organization. That's what the entrepreneur is. The manager is the one who takes whatever the person does, this entrepreneur does, and sees if he can fit this into an existing structure based on resources available, money, whatever else, right? And the worker is the one who gets the task list pretty much what needs to be done. He fulfills and completes the processes created by the managers and feeds back to improve these processes. This is how this works. This is how it works in every business. It doesn't matter what it is. The really large businesses are more segregated. They have many, many different departments. But in the end, it's all the same. It doesn't really matter. It's all the same. So if you want to be an entrepreneur, your skill set as entrepreneur must be that curiosity. It must be that thing, I wonder what, I wonder if, I wonder how. This must be the one thing that drives you. And this is really what it is. And then identifying that one thing, how this can really make sense so you can engage other people in it. Because honestly, if you want to get a manager to come in and work with you, you need to give this manager a little bit more than just your idea. You must have already some sort of an idea of a plan how for who this is, how this is. These kind of skills you must have as an entrepreneur. You need to learn that. You can't just say, I thought about something yesterday, make something with it. That's not how that works. You must already thought about it, and you must already have some sort of a plan how you can see this work. And then you get the manager in who takes that apart and sees which ones of those parts make sense to start with and how and when and so on. You get my point, yeah? You get the gist. So this is what this all is about, you know? At the end of the day, you can generate something amazing as an entrepreneur, but you're just one part of the game, not all of it. But a vital part, a big part to start a business today. Everything else is either a freelancer or someone who just copies someone else doing it so you don't have to think. You take a ready-made process. You even cut out the managerial part most of the time. You just do the worker part. I mean, to be honest, you can imagine if a business always consists of three, well, who's running the business? You? Think about it. You know, this is what all these schemes are about, you know. Don't really make that much sense to me. All right, guys, I hope that was a little bit more information. It was a bit longer today, but I think it was quite important. Please send me your mails. You know, tell me about your ideas, your thoughts, what you think. I'm very, very happy to do some more podcasts in this area, podcast videos, whatever, writing blogs about it. We do all this kind of stuff. And of course, think about we're going to do some training soon, some live training as well. Despite Corona, we're trying to figure out how we can do this as soon as we have the opportunity again. And we hope that we can figure out some really good questions from you, which we can answer, which complete that picture a little bit more and help you to get on as an entrepreneur. Right, guys, I hope that was helpful. I'm looking forward to talking to you soon, and take care of yourself. All right, guys? All right, then. All right, everyone. Hi, and don't forget to actually subscribe to our YouTube channel. You find us on YouTube under Entrepreneur Academy Europe. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast channel as well. Of course, you're already listening to it, so please do so. So we're bringing new podcasts on a very regular basis. So please, you know, stand up to date with that way. And if you're really into it and you really want to, come to our website at entrepreneur-academy.eu and sign up to our newsletter, and we keep you up to date of everything we're doing and what's going on in the realm of entrepreneurship. Take care, guys. Great to see you. Bye-bye.